Welcome back to the Amber May Show. So glad you're here with me. I really enjoy our time each and every time we come on together. I have a friend of mine, Marty Grisham. He's joining me today, and we are trying to instill hope in people who watch the show. So I hope you'll like, share, and subscribe to this program. It's going to be a very inspirational, hopeful program, because what's going on in the world doesn't always feel that way. But you know, God is always in control, so I'm hoping that you leave this episode feeling inspired and hopeful. That's what I hope that you get out of today's show. So Marty is a good friend of mine. He has a wonderful prophetic and he's an evangelist and he works in the prophetic, so I hope that you will leave inspired after today's episode. Please like, share, and subscribe. That really helps me. Like, share, and subscribe. You know, the holiday season is coming up. Christmas is coming up. Hanukkah's coming up. So go to theambermayshow.com. Go to the resource tab and look for Patreon-owned businesses. Let's support and shop for Christmas with those people, because they are like-minded and they've struggled too through all of the whole COVID thing and being shut down in cancel culture, especially like Mike Lindell. And right now I'm wearing my pillow slippers. They're amazing. It's cold outside. Get your wife some if you're a man. And if you're not and you're a woman, get yourself some. These are amazing. They're comfortable. And my tile floor is so cold in the morning. And so Mike Lindell, my pillow, the prices are better than Walmart and Target. That's what I think. And if you use promo code Amber, you'll save that money. But also go look at those. I'm going to be partnering with Blessed Cheesecake coming up soon. So be on the lookout for that promo code where, you know, if you have a celebration or you just need a dessert, you can get one from Blessed Cheesecake. So that promo code is coming up. But go ahead and go to the Patriot Business Center, the Patriot place right there on the Amber May Show under resources, and shop there for Christmas. And if you're sick, go see Dr. Stella, or to protect your immune system from getting sick, she has amazing supplements. So go to drstellamd.com, use promo code Amber May. That's drstellamd.com, promo code Amber May, and stay healthy so you can feel good for Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. So we would always love to carry on the conversation even more. I post things like a lot more on my social media. So join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. Get more content there at The Amber May Show on Telegram. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May. So coming up next, I'm really hoping is an inspirational show that brings you hope and joy. And my friend Marty Grisham right now. Grisham is with us again. Welcome, Marty, to the program. So glad to have you.
Well, thank you, Amber. It's such a pleasure to get to be with you again. It's really good to see you. We were together just recently at the last Reawaken America tour.
Yeah, it was fun. And you, I just thank God for you so much. We just became really good buddies. And you were so great to like kind of show me the ropes of what it's like to be backstage, because I've been able to be a part of different aspects of the Reawaken tour, and this time I got to be backstage with all y'all, so that was really cool.
Yeah, I'm so glad to get to see you back there. It's definitely where you belong.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Clay, it's where I belong.
Yeah, Clay. Come on, Clay.
Oh, God. Well, that was really exciting. You know, I've been to other Reawaken tours, as you already know, but I think there was something even more powerful at this one and it's not just because I was backstage, but I think there was something more powerful. I just really felt the spirit of God moving at that location. The messages that the ministers were bringing were so incredibly powerful. I was getting chills every time they were talking, and a couple of the ministers had the same story that they brought up. So God obviously wanted us to know something, obviously wanted to take it away. And I don't remember this story because I guess I have to go back and reread it. It's when the prophet was telling the king to stake the grounds, and he only stake the ground three times. I don't know if you recall this story. And the prophet told the king, well, you're only going to get half a victory. If you would have done it more, then you would have had a bigger victory, but you're only going to have a half a victory. And so two of the ministers got on stage and talked about the same story. So God really wanted us to know something.
Yeah.
And I like that you're in the prophetic, because I was talking to Clay on Friday, and he's like, I'm a matter of fact kind of guy. So I was asking his opinion on what's going on in the economy. He's like, I'm a matter of fact kind of guy, only based on facts. But based on all of us coming together, because I talked to Clay and I said, hey, all of us are coming together. God prepared me to meet the people on the tour before I even met the people on the tour. I didn't even know I was going to meet them. I had no idea I was going to meet them. And I had no idea I was ever going to meet Pastor Greg Locke. And I was so hoping to meet him. And I finally did, because he really helped me in one of my lowest times, right around January of 21. He really helped me. And so I finally got to shake his hand. Because how often, Marty, have you ministered somewhere, but you don't know how effective you've been?
Yeah,
I'm sure you can relate to that, where obviously you have to have been somewhat effective, but how many people really come up to you and say, Marty, my life was profoundly changed from that message you gave? It's very rare, isn't it? I mean, once in a while you'll get someone, but by and large, with as much as you've ministered, especially at the Reawaken Tour, with all the prayer you've done, with your videos of prayer you've done, with the preaching you've done, by and large, with all that stuff, I'm sure the amount of people to respond to you and say, wow, you've really touched my life is small, because people usually keep that to themselves. You only hear about when you screw up. And they'll say, hey, Amber, that thing you said was horrible. That's when you hear back from people. You never hear about all the good you've done. And I finally got to do that with Pastor Greg Locke. It was, what, two years that he really affected my life, and I've been following him ever since. And it was God that brought us together. And so based on all that, what do you think? Do you think that God's going to let the election stand? Do you think God is going to do a work in our country and bring us back to God and put rightful people on the throne? Do you think God is disappointed with the church, and so now we're going to have the leadership that we have? What is your sense that you get, with what's going on in our country and what God is doing?
Well, I love the way you asked the question, because you opened it up where I could literally go any direction. So thank you, Amber.
You're welcome.
let me just take a second and tap into my heart. We have the capability of speaking out of intellect, but we also have the capability of speaking out of God. And that's supposed to be what I'm good at. So let me just tap into what my heart would say, because that's where the Holy Spirit is found. Mm-hmm. You know, when we get born again, Corinthians 5:17 says we become a new creature or a new creation in Christ Jesus. So what happens is the Holy Spirit, he'll come, he'll make his abode in us. He'll abide in us. Jesus said in John 15:7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. So there's this beautiful abiding. There's this union. There's a lot of beautiful scriptures that talk about the union that we have with God through the Holy Spirit. And so we can familiarize ourselves with that union and develop that relationship of how he abides in us. And then from there, because he's all knowing, he's all seeing, he knows what tomorrow's looks like. He can lead us and guide us in our role to help the nation. Like, I believe you're being led by God in what you're doing. You have a specific role. Mm-hmm. You're following him in that. And we all can make tweaks and get better at following him. But it's just this life of abiding in him. He's abiding in us. And so, but we can also, at the same time as we abide in him, we can tap into what his heart and his mind is for every situation. And so we have to lay aside mental assent, intellect. We have to lay aside how things look to the natural, and we can tap into what he says. So the first thing that I would say out of my heart is a scripture that's a little rough around the collar, but it's Peter speaking. And Peter was speaking. I can't remember if it was 1 Peter or 2 Peter. I could look up really quickly. But Peter basically said, he's talking about judgment coming to the world. Mm-hmm. And as judgment comes to the world, he said, but judgment shall first come unto the house of God.
Yes.
And I can tell you, that's the season that we're specifically in right now. We're in a season of where God is endeavoring to adjust and judge and get the body of Christ in line where they're usable. We've had a weak church. We've had a church that's wimply, that's kind of stagnant. We don't have a flowing river, church. We got a stagnant bayou. I'm from the swamps of Louisiana, and I tell you, Dorchit Bayou, there were some times where it was flowing, but the majority of the time it was sitting there with green goo on top. That algae was so thick. You know, there's that time where it's just stagnant and there's nothing fresh. There's no life, you know, in that. You know, obviously the bayou had some gators and lots of life, but I'm just saying fresh water is what God wants for the church. Mm-hmm. And the church has gotten so based off of show up on Sunday morning. Now, come on, you better show up. You better show up on Sunday morning. And then when you do show up, and you better, well, you don't got to bring your Bible. You could just bring your Bible app, which I do that. So I'm not putting that down. But yes, it's just, but when I was a child, I mean, I had a Bible, at 10 years old. I mean, I had my name written in it, and it was dedicated to my mom and from my mom and dad to me. Uh-huh. And it was not, I had the 1980, the year, I mean, I've got the Bible. They were given to me in 1980, and I'm holding my Bible sitting on the third row next to my mom, you know. And so there was a different mentality.
Right. And people now you show up and
you show up wanting a coffee and a cappuccino.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, and so where you're literally going in the service, feeding the flesh, when the whole purpose of there is getting out of the outward, tapping into the inward, the real you on the inside, to fellowship and commune and have this constant contact with the Heavenly Father in a corporate setting. See, church is not about the place we go to be with God. It's the place we go to be with God in a corporate anointing, a united anointing. It's just one flavor of the many flavors. It is just where we go in unity with others in the body to enjoy a higher corporate anointing. But we are to have fellowship with him all day, throughout the day, all the time. Whether you're with your spouse, with your kids, or all alone, you're at work with a friend, you're sitting at lunch table at work, you begin to talk about the things of God, they begin to get excited, you begin to get excited, you're fellowshipping in the things of God. And your heart is communing with him, because why? He abides in you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you desire. And so church isn't about what it's become. The corporate anointing is so much deeper and richer, where God literally comes in and just heals everyone in the room. How many churches are we attending that have that happening? So few and far in between. That's what the book of Acts looked like. We are only supposed to be the book of Acts that has grown deeper and deeper in glory from where the book of Acts was. But we have gotten so shallow and stagnant. So the house of God is being judged now by God, and he's asking the ministers, he's asking the leaders, he's asking the individuals to get back in line with what his word says, to get back in line with the unctions of the Holy Spirit, where we can begin to have that sweet fellowship. Because I've said it before and I'll say it again, why in the world would God send a great revival? Why would he send a great outpouring of his Spirit, which you and I've talked about before? Why would he send that if the church is so weak and so pathetic, they don't even know how to take care of the lost when the lost come in the doors? They come in the doors and hand them a coffee. They come in the doors, and if they have piercings and purple hair, they say, hey, we might have a special section for you. That's pathetic. That's a stench in the very nose of God. No, you come in, you get the front row, because we love you. We're love children of a love God. We have nothing for you but love you. You're a homosexual, please come in. We want to love the homosexual out of you.
Yes.
You see, God can fill you so much that the hell's pushed out. But how can you get a homosexual, right, who's never received Jesus, to expect them to act anything different? People's going out preaching to them and saying, hey, you should act differently. They're not even saved. They've not even had the new creation reality on the inside, where Corinthians 5:17 says he'll move inside you and you become a new creature, new creation in Christ Jesus. The old things, homosexuality, lying, fornication, adultery, all the gambling, drugs, alcohol, addictions, those things
pornography,
they pass away. And all becomes new.
Okay, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling MyPillow product, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. You'll absolutely love my slippers, and I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now.
Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to DrStellaMD.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin. Set up your telemed appointment and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to DrStellaMD.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AMBERMAY, and save some money. Are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
So you're trying to get someone who's never even had this experience of being born again, and you're trying to tell them how they're wrong. I got news for you. They're not wrong. They're a sinner. They're expected to sin. They literally do it by nature. It's their natural. Their heavenly father is no longer a heavenly father until they receive him. Their father is Satan. I'm just going to be blunt today. Their father is the prince of darkness, who they should act like their father. But we share Jesus with them. They get born again. And suddenly now we can say, all right, let's walk in love. Let's fellowship with each other, stay in church, and be discipled and be filled full of the word of God. And then the homosexuality, the pornography, the lying, the gambling, the alcoholism, those things will fall off of you. Your heart will so turn away from those things because they are darkness, because God is a God of holiness and purity. And as you follow after him and you yearn and hunger after him, your heart will go the direction that he goes, no longer the prince of darkness who used to be your father.
Ooh, it's interesting. Yeah. You keep saying the prince of darkness, because when God has been speaking to me a lot, well, over the years, but it started in my radio days in the 2000s, and I was reading Daniel chapter 10, and he said the prince of Persia is over your nation. The prince of Persia is this dark demonic being that stopped God's angel. So I want people to really get a hold of what's happening in the scripture. Daniel asked for an answer to a prayer. Immediately, God dispatched it. In the heavenly realms, this prince of Persia was caught with God's angel, and he couldn't get away. God's angel could not get away from this demonic angel.
Yeah.
And it took 10 days before God decided to send the highest angel, Michael, to let that angel go give his message to Daniel. So during that time, God gave me a vision of standing on stage in front of thousands of people, which got fulfilled 2 weeks ago. And then he told me the Prince of Persians over our nation. When he said that to me, I had a sense that there was going to be an end to his reign over our nation. And because God's prepared me for the people I met associated with Clay, and now my vision's been fulfilled, I feel like now God is in a place where he may decide to end the destruction of the reign of the Prince of Persia. Now, let me read to you what has come into, as I've been doing my Bible studies, Habakkuk. And I just like really resonated with this man. He's a minor prophet in the Bible. He's the Old Testament. And he's complaining to God. He's like, how long, O Lord, must I call you for help, but you don't listen? Violence is everywhere, I cry, but you do not come save. Must I foresee these evil deeds? Why must I watch all this in misery? Everywhere I look, I see destruction and violence. I'm surrounded by people who love to argue and fight. The law has become paralyzed, and there is no justice in the courts. The wicked far outnumber the righteous, so that righteous has become perverted. Everything he said is what we're walking through right now. There's no justice. Yeah. The evil's more powerful than the righteous. They far outnumber us. Everything he said is how I felt. And what he was saying was in line with what God told me about Daniel chapter 10 and this Prince of Persia over our nation. So God's reply, okay, which gives me hope, and I'm so glad that Habakkuk and God had this conversation. Look around at the nations, look and be amazed, for I am doing something in your day, something you wouldn't believe even if someone told you about it. I am raising up Babylonians, a cruel and violent people. They will march across the world and conquer other lands. They are notorious for their cruelty, and they do whatever they like. Their horses are swifter than cheetahs, and they're more fierce than wolves at dusk. They're charioteers charge from far away like eagles and swoop down, devour their prey. And on they come, all bent on violence. Their hordes advance like a desert wind, sweeping captives ahead of them like sand. They scoff at kings and princes and scorn at their fortress. They simply pile ramps on earth against their walls. They sweep like the wind and are gone, and they are deeply guilty for their own sin. And so they have this back and forth, but at the end of the day, God tells Habakkuk and kind of puts him in his place. I'm doing something, and just because you don't see it, because you have to read Daniel or Habakkuk chapter 2, because it really kind of puts it all to a head. And he's like, I'm doing something, just because you don't see it doesn't mean I sit around and do nothing. Of course, I'm paraphrasing. And so I got so much encouragement reading that dialogue back and forth between Habakkuk and God, and knowing that God is doing something, even though it looks like he is not doing anything, because God that I serve does not like the death of babies, doesn't like the rape trafficking of kids, doesn't like that there's no justice in our world, because God is a God of justice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the things that are happening in our world go quite against the nature of God, and he only lets that stand for so long.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that? Do you think perhaps this is the time, or do you think, well, maybe it's not the time that God's ready to release us from the Prince of Persia? But I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are it's out of God's hands to some extent, because Jesus said in Luke 10:19, behold, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy, over serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. And so we see the story in Matthew 4, where Satan came to Jesus and began to tempt Jesus. I think he tempted him 3 times. And one of the times he took him up, I believe maybe like up on a cloud. He took him up, or up on a mountain. He took Jesus up. So he literally, Jesus is in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights, fasting and praying, and Satan, in fallen angelic form, takes Jesus in the spirit, okay, so there's some stuff going on right here, to a place up above, and looks down on all the nations and said, I'll give all of these to you if you'll worship me. Now, Jesus did not say, you're a liar, you're a goofball, you can't fool me. He didn't say that. There was some validity to what Satan was saying. Satan actually does have some authority in this earth. Mm-hmm. Satan actually did, when Adam fell in the garden, not when Eve just kind of helped him get there, but right. Adam was the one that fell. When Adam fell, the Father God before that said, Adam, I'm giving you this earth. I'm giving you the garden and the earth to tend and keep. I'm giving you authority to take care of things on this earth. Satan came, tricked Adam. The authority fell over in the hands of Satan. So then the earth lease period of authority, if we could say it that way, Satan became to get in rule. Now, Paul, writing to one of the churches, said that Satan is the god of this world. Mm-hmm. So we do know he does have authority and power in this earth. And that's why Jesus came and said, hey, plain and simple, you know, the Bible literally refers to Jesus as the second Adam. Mm-hmm. So he came and finished what the first Adam failed at. He came sinless. He came, Jesus did, came and defeated the enemy through this temptations that he did for him, where the enemy said, I'll give you all of this if you worship me. And Jesus said, no, sucker, I'm not falling for that game. I know my plan, the plan of the Father. I know what I'm going to do. So when Jesus defeated the enemy with the death, burial, and then resurrection, and back unto the ascension to the Father, upon that was the fulfillment of giving us his body. So if Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus is the head of the church and we're the body. So the body literally is connected and made in union, made in one, like that abiding I talked about with Jesus. So we're with Jesus. He's up there. We're down here, but we're just his body extension doing in the earth what he's calling the shots, because the head is the one that calls the shots. Okay. There, he's the one that thinks of what to do and then conveys it to us. So we're getting conveyed to put the devil in his place. That's why he said, I'm giving you authority over all of the power. So he said there in Luke 10:19, behold, I give you authority over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So the enemy does have power in this earth, but he's given us authority over the power. So we have got a higher level of authority and power over the enemy. So if God is going to do anything in this earth during this New Testament era, the era of the church, the season that we're in now, he's only going to do it through the body. So that's why I said to you, church, wake up. Mm-hmm. Start receiving, accepting the name of Jesus and the authority that Jesus gave us, because if there's anyone going to come against a principality or a power or a spiritual host in wicked places, God is not doing it. That was Old Testament. It's been given to us. He would actually be breaking his word, and he would make himself a liar if he stepped in and did it, if he wasn't doing it through us. God is doing it, as he conveys to Jesus, and Jesus the head conveys to us. So the people who are saved and born again in this earth, they're the ones that's supposed to be taking care of the business. And that's why it sucked for so many years. Because if God could do it, God doesn't suck. He's really amazing. He would just show up, hit a home run. We'd all cheer and go home with another bag of popcorn. But no, that's not how God operates, because of how things had to be set up. Jesus said, behold, I give you authority for you to take care of the earth back the original way that Adam was given authority. So see, the second Adam came, Jesus, and handed the authority to his body in the earth. So
I 100% agree. He's going to use all of us, but
yeah,
it's too powerful for us to do on our own. I think that God's ultimately going to get the glory out of all.
Oh, yeah. It's him operating through us, but he has to operate through us.
Right.
He can't show up and do something. John Wesley, who was the founder of the Methodist Church, he said, it seems as though God can do nothing in the earth except through the prayers of mankind. This is John Wesley. This guy really knew some stuff. And he said, it seems as though God can do nothing in the earth except through the prayers of mankind. So that's where we are today. God is sitting back ready to hit a home run, but we're the bat. We're the arm that swings the bat. We're the one. I'm not a huge baseball fan. I just like the word home run. So touchdown, you know, or field goal or whatever. So, we're the ones. So that's why they're so expedient now for the church to take its place. And the filling of the Holy Spirit with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Jesus spoke to the disciples and said, I want you to go and tarry in Jerusalem, because I'm going to give you something I'm calling an endowment of power from on high. And we saw the disciples did not start rocking and rolling in power until they received that endowment of power from on high. And that endowment of power was received by them in Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit fell in the upper room of the 120 and fire fell on them and they began to speak with other tongues. And then they left that room and they began to preach to 5,000, 3,000, 6,000, signs, wonders, miracles. The guys walk up to the gate beautiful and grab the guy and says, silver and gold have we none, but hand me your hand. And they pulled him up off the ground and immediately healed. The whole city knew this guy sitting at the gate could not walk. They knew he was lame since very early on. Everyone knew this guy, and they did this. They did not pray to God and say, Father, we pray that you heal this young man or this man. They didn't. They said, silver and gold have we none, but what we have, we give to you. So they had healing. They had miracle working power in them because they prayed in tongues and they received that endowment of power from on high that Jesus was preparing them for.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Back the time with the Timeless Pack. And the cool thing about the Timeless Pack, it's a 3-in-1 solution. You get the best antioxidants that there are. So get rid of all that stuff that's damaging your cells. Get rid of them. And the wonderful thing I love about it is the Timeless Skincare. It nourishes your skin, helps take care of all those fine lines. What happened to me is it helped diminish a sunspot I had on my face, which was great. And put a couple drops in your mouth before you eat and you block fat. Who wouldn't want something like this? It's made from muscadine grapes, which is great. It helps with your health, your immunity, your skincare, and it helps with antioxidants. So you're going to get a lot of fantastic stuff when you get the Timeless Pack. So how do you get the Timeless Pack? It's simple. All you have to go to is ambermay.canaway.com, and then you're going to look for the nutrition part. When you get to the website, you're going to look for nutrition. So let's see. Go up here to the menu and you're going to look for products, and we're going to look for nutrition, Infinity Nutrition. I'm going to click Infinity Nutrition. Canaway is spelled K-A-N-N-A-W-A-Y. So ambermay.canaway.com.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, all of these can have a dramatic effect on our investments. So why not buy some gold and silver? Gold and silver throughout history has been a stabilizer in people's portfolio. Protect your wealth, protect your assets by purchasing gold and silver. The easiest way to do that is contacting Jim, who you've seen on our program, Jim Tewalt, with EPS Wealth Management. That's Edward Paul Sam, EPSWealthManagement.com. There you can go ahead and contact him and say, hey, I would love to get my hands on some gold and silver, especially with the electronic currency that is looming on our horizon. So if they go to a total digital currency, it might be wise to have some tangible assets in your portfolio for trading, because you never know when they might cut off your income stream. So go to EPS, Edward Paul Sam, EPSWealthManagement.com. Ask for Jim Tewalt to make sure you have some gold and silver in your portfolio. Let him know Amber May sent you.
The information provided in this commentary is for educational and informational purposes only and does not constitute investment advice, and it should not be relied on as such. It should not be considered a solicitation to buy or an offer or sell a security. It does not take into account any investor's particular investment objectives, strategies, tax status, or investment horizons. You should contact your attorney or tax advisor. The views expressed in this commentary are subject to change based on market and other conditions. This commentary may contain certain statements that may be deemed forward-looking statements. Please note that any such statements are not guaranteed of any future performance or actual results, or development may differ materially from those projected. You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Ooh, I'm getting excited.
I could tell. Yeah. I like that about you. You when you get fired up, you know what? If the only other difference between you and Pastor Greg Locke is his colloquialisms, like,
yeah, I love it. Yeah,
it just comes out. Like, I would never think of the things that he says, and they just come out. And I get so tickled hearing him preach. He gets so fired up like you, and then this colloquialism start taking over, and I love that so much. I feel like there's a lot of hope coming. In Arizona, there's the attorney general that is finally coming in and stepping in place, because a lot of Arizona laws were broken and constitutional laws were broken with this last election. So I'm just like listening to people like Amanda Grace and Julie Green, and they say that these people's victory will be short-lived. And to me, I believe it, because I feel like it's been in line with what I've been feeling God saying to me. But I don't know. I mean, I can only do the best I can is trying to interpret what I feel God is trying to tell me. But I get a lot of hope and encouragement, especially after being involved with the tour and sitting back and being like, wow, this is an awe. Never in my life have I been so close to a president's family. Never in my life have I been so close to legislators, people that write laws. Never have I been so close to so many physicians and attorneys and CEOs and business owners like Mike Lindell. Never have I been so close to people who have a lot of authority, you know, and power and things like that. Never have I been so close. God, what are you doing? There has to be something that you're bringing all these realms together. And then just being a part of, you know, watching the prayer ministry that you had and all the baptisms that were taking place. I mean, I got chills and I was so thankful to God of what he was doing through these group of people that didn't know each other. And then all of a sudden he introduced, and a lot of healing is taking place. A lot of people are getting to know God through all this stuff. I'm like, that can't be for nothing. It has to be for something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at. I have a lot of hope, even though in the natural, it looks really bad.
Yeah.
In the natural, it looks so bad. But I think that God has a big plan, and you and I get to be a part of it. And I'm excited
for sure
about that.
Yeah. You know, I, when we were in Spokane at the conference there, and when the conference was over, I went over to Pastor Matt Chia's church, On Fire Ministries, over in Spokane, and he had me do a Sunday morning service.
Aww.
And actually, I think it's on my Rumble. It's something about the shift. I think the name of it is really quite an extremely prophetic message. Very, very powerful. But from that prophetic message, I began to tap into some things. And then I just spoke at a church, Victory Church, just recently here in Tulsa. And the Lord led me again to tap into that same understanding that he was giving me up there. And he basically, this is something he's been talking to me about for years, and I've seen it. And he basically says, people change and turn toward God and hunger after God by either hunger or pressure. And in 2019, I had I have a construction company, and the things turned bad. My contractors that worked for me, they lied to me, and I, instead of making a nice sump of money, sum of money, or lump of money. I call it a sump. It's a sumly lump. Okay, that was a bad, okay. But instead of making that, I lost that same amount. And it basically like to almost shut us down. But, you know, I just got in my prayer closet and prayed and prayed, and God led me, and we got the job finished, and I didn't get sued, and praise the Lord. And all of that stuff happened. And I said, Lord, how did I get here? He said, I spoke to you 6 months ago to make an adjustment and start being more hungry toward me, and you didn't. And so I allowed this to come to you. And so now remember that God didn't make this problem. The enemy hates me. He comes up with problems like this. And then I did the stupid thing of hired the wrong contractor. I didn't seek him enough. I wasn't hungry enough. So God said, I allowed this to happen. Now, if you remember what happened with Job, there were things allowed to happen to Job in the book of Job. And at the end result, it turned out really great, but Job needed some pressure, and he needed some things go on. And that's what I needed. I needed pressure. Well, guess what? I've been on fire for God ever since that job was over. It took a few months extra to get done with the job, but the Lord dealt with me. And now I see you can stir up the hunger. Remember, Paul said to the church, said to Timothy, Timothy, stir yourself up, or God's going to find another way to stir you up. Now I'm adding that to it. So you either grow and run towards God by hunger or by pressure. Some people, I've seen it, they'll get a sickness, a really bad sickness. Doctors say it's not looking good. Man, suddenly they're on fire for God again. I hate it that it took pressure, but at least they're on fire for God now. You know, now God didn't bring the sickness. Lord have mercy. He doesn't have any sickness to bring. God doesn't have buckets of cancer or sickness in heaven to pour out. The Bible says in the book of John that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He uses sickness to do that. And Jesus said, I only come to give life and life more abundantly. So if it's not in line with life, then it's not from Jesus. So all of that to say pressure or hunger. And so in the context still of answering your first question, Amber, where are we today? The church is being given that very thing I'm saying. Every church, every person, every pastor, the entire body of Christ in unity, are you going to need pressure? Because pressure is right at the edge of us, ready to even get more intense through the elections and all the different things going on in this world, through nuclear war threats, through Korea, Russia, Ukraine, you name it, through all the stuff going on, pressure is ready to come. But God says, if you choose hunger, if you just get up and yearn for me, hunger for me, chase after me. Hey there, back there. Good to see you. I'm glad the congregation's growing. Hallelujah. The more we preach. So that's what I want to encourage everyone. Chase after hunger. Make the decision to seek after God more so that you don't have to have pressure. Now, I asked a friend, Vidar, which you know Vidar of Safari Missions. He's one of the speakers on the tour. Vidar, he was over at my house a while back. And I said to him, I said, Vidar, what if a big bomb comes? That's something that is a type of pressure that could really wake up the church and could, you know what? And I'm not at all prophetically saying this. I was just asking a friend. We're sitting there. We just ate dinner. Yeah. And I just said to him, because at the time there was talks and there was ideas. And even in, you know, many of us, there was these questions, these big question marks. And God's not spoken to me prophetically. He'll talk to me about things. He's not said anything about those things. But that was just a question mark that I had. Sure. I so love the correction Vidar brought to me. He just kind of gave me a little punch in the face. And I've so needed it. He looked at me and said, I don't have time for that question. I'm so busy fulfilling what God wants me to do. I'm so busy chasing and running after the divine call of ministry that He's put on me, or your divine call of podcasting and what you're influencing and helping children and standing up and fighting for the young ones. We should be so busy. So I have become just obsessed with teaching prayer to this entire nation. Mm-hmm. If I can get this entire nation to rise up, if I can teach them how to pray by faith, the prayer of agreement, the prayer of consecration, if I can just go right on down, the prayer of thanksgiving, if I can just teach this whole nation how to pray. So I've blocked out all the other. So not trying to negate your question.
Right.
I'm just telling you where I'm coming from. We can look at all these things, but at the end of the day, if we just get so busy at what He's called us to do with the clarity of staying focused, like I just say, like shooting an arrow at the center of a bullseye and not looking and just flying straight to what He's called us to do, we'll wrap this thing up a lot quicker.
I think so too, because if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, then hearts and minds are going to be changed. If hearts and minds are changed, then the strongholds of the Prince of Persia will be gone. He will not have the strongholds anymore over the hearts and minds of the people. Yeah. And for the first time in our life, wrap your mind around this. Nancy Pelosi's gone. Mm. The Clintons are gone. The Bushes are gone. The Cheneys are gone.
Wow.
I mean, that's a huge thing to think about, that God has like shut those people down. So who is He going to rise up? I don't know. I think we're living in exciting times, and a lot of people in our movement concentrate on Revelation and the second coming of God. And I, like your friend said, I don't have time for that, because my time has to be spent getting as many souls to know Jesus. That's more important to me than knowing when He comes back, because Jesus Himself said, I don't even know the time or the season. Only God the Father knows. And He says He's going to come like a thief in the night. So if God wasn't, if Jesus wasn't concerned about when the second coming is, I'm just not really going to concern myself with that as much as let's reach as many lost souls as possible.
Yeah.
Let's spread hope and the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, my maiden name was Bashara, which meant good news. Such a cool last name. It meant good news. And in Israel, in Nazareth, there's a church, and in Arabic, you would call it Kanisi Abshara, mean Church of the Good News. And that's where Mary's house supposedly was when she met the angel to tell her she was going to carry. So they, over there, to protect these holy sites, they build churches over them. And so you could go to this church called the Church of the Good News. And I always loved that about my maiden name, that it was like the good news. And here my dad was a minister and my uncle was a minister, and they came from a foreign country, and I felt like they were missionaries to America, you know. But
yeah, for sure.
I always want to leave my audience with hope that there is hope, no matter how dark it looks. And that's why I wanted to bring up Habakkuk. And I hope that you'll look at Habakkuk if you're watching this episode, because it brought me hope that God sees all the bad that's happening, and he is doing something, even though we can't see it in the natural. He is always moving. He's always at work, right? That isn't that what the scripture says, that he's always at work? Yeah. He doesn't just sit there and do nothing. He's always at work, right? Always.
Yeah, he's always at it. Yeah.
And the only time he took a day off was when he was forming the world. That's the only time he took a day off to rest. But I think scripture tells us that he's always at work all the time. So I just appreciate your friendship, Marty, and your insight today. I loved your preaching today. I got to go back and watch that episode of you talking in Spokane, Washington, because I'd love to hear that sermon you gave. So how can people find you?
Well, so there's a little complexity, and it's not too bad, but Loudmouth Prayer, we just finished building our website, loudmouthprayer.org. And then as soon as we finished building our website, within a month or two, the Lord said, I want you to do tons and tons of teaching curriculum videos. And I'm like, oh Lord, I didn't build my website to hold 300 videos. So we're right now in the middle of rebuilding our website and getting it where we can host more videos on it. But so right now, the best place that we put everything is on Rumble.
Okay.
But what I suggest is go to loudmouthprayer.org, and at the top, you just click on Start Praying Today. And we just ask for your email, and you send us your info. And when you do, once a week, we send out an email, a prophetic focus. If God is speaking to me prophetically, something about the nation, or maybe a certain way to pray, how to pray for leaders, how to pray for the situations going on, I'll put a write-up in there. And then also all the things that we had done that week. So every time we come out with a prayer curriculum video, we have our new show that we're doing with Amanda Grace, Grace Out Loud. I'll have updates, and I'll have links to all of that. That's with Ark of Grace Ministries, which she's a good friend. I'll be on Julie Green's show, I think in 9 days, again, that's for the second time. It's going to be really good to be with Julie again. She and I speak the exact same powerful message. You know, it's really fun with her. She's a fireball too. And so we have all these good things going on. But then first and foremost, our teaching curriculum, which I was doing this morning right before I hopped on with you. And when we get off here, I'll keep on doing some more teaching curriculum. We're teaching about all you ever wanted to know about praying in tongues. So you might not be familiar with praying in tongues. You might be, well, I've been told my whole life that's of the devil and all these different things. All I do is just say, go listen to the first four, where I'm covering what the Bible says and how it's shown to be for today. And I know so many people were told by other people, but they weren't told that by the Word of God, because the Word of God is continually. Acts 2, Acts 1, Acts 8, Acts 9, Acts 10, Acts 19, every one of these is showing absolute experiences for the church today of where people receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with that endowment of power from on high, that speaking in tongues. So I'm just doing a series called Praying in Tongues.
I love
that. Can be found on Rumble. Now, this is even more exciting to me right now. I just finished a prayer series called How to Get Your Prayers Answered.
Ooh,
you have to go listen to this. If you want to learn how to receive from God, to just walk with him in that place of being a receiver, this 12 short videos, and they're short, they're not long. They're from 5 to 10 minutes, each one of them. And you just do two or three a day. But these 12 steps of how to get your prayers answered, and listen, do them in order, because that's how I did them. I did them in order. And when you get done with that, I can answer 90 to 95% of questions about prayer. from that short series.
Oh, that's cool.
There is so much wealth from God's word in that series. Mm-hmm. And then just experience from me and my mentors and just how to trust God when everything around you is screaming the other direction. This series is showing you how to hold on to his word, hold on to his spirit, and not be moved during whatever you want to ask for that's in line so with his cool. word. So
I love that.
Really good stuff. So loudmouthprayer.org.
Okay. And then also on Rumble, you can find loudmouth prayer on Rumble.
Yeah. Just look for loudmouth, one word, prayer. I guess it separates the word, but look for loudmouth prayer on Rumble. We have a channel. We're also on YouTube, but YouTube. I won't even say anymore about that.
I want to support Rumble because they're for free speech. So I want to send everyone
absolutely.
To Rumble.
Yeah,
I want to see YouTube gone because
I'm seeing a lot of people say the same thing. So that's where we're focusing the most of what we're doing is on Rumble.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate
thank you, Amber.
Take care.
Yeah, appreciate you so much. Appreciate your friendship.
I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company /Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company /Amber May and use promo code Amber May to save some money.